Sunday Satsang. August 9th, 2020. A question. I'm coming from South India. I want to spend some time in Vrindavan and Braj Mandal. So how do I prepare myself before dealing with the Brijvasis and devotees so we can make sure dealings with them are helpful devotion? Devotees living in Holy Dham, devotees are born here, Brijvasis or devotees from around the world, around India, living here doing bhajan, are very special devotees. So we should know that first of all. In Braj Ke Bhakta by Narayan Bhatta Goswami, he says one of the offenses, the 10 Das Nama Parad, he mentions them in his book Braj Ke Bhakti. And one offense is consider the Brijvasis or residents or the pilgrims or yatris, even yatris and pilgrims visiting Vrindavan or living in Vrindavan or somewhere else, to consider them ordinary devotees or ordinary people is an aparad. It's sadhaninda. It's an offense. So we should come, first of all, we should prepare our mentality. I'm going to a special land. It's Chintamani Bhumi, it's Brajabhumi, it's the Holy Dham. It's one of the seven cities of Mukti in India. It's Muktipura, Ayodhya Dwarka, Ayodhya Haridwar, Varanasi, Mathura, Vrindavan, Shivkanshi, maybe Rameshwaram, I forget, but there's seven cities that if you die there, you get liberation. So first of all, we think that these are special people, so I should have the utmost respect and regard for them, and basically follow Lord Chaitanya's guidelines. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 8 important teachings, called his Shikshastakam, his 8 important Shiksha, and one of them is about behavior. One of them is about Sadachar, how to behave properly in a Sangha of devotees, when associating with devotees. So Vrindavan is full of devotees. So how do we, what does Lord Chaitanya say about how to live here amongst the devotees? He says, Trinadabhi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishana Amanina Amanidena Kirtanina Sadhari. One should have a humble mentality. One should have the utmost humility in his heart and mind and the utmost tolerance. One should be more one should think of oneself, Trinadabhi Sunichena. I'm Sunichi. I'm lower than a blade of grass. Who are the Brijvasis? Who are they and who am I? Who am I and who are they? They are great exalted personalities that are born here in the Holy Dham, or that have the opportunity and blessings of Sri Hari to live here in Dubajan. They're very special and exalted. Although we may see them with our material eyes as ordinary personalities, or maybe even engage in doing nonsense or even so-called irreligious activities, but still we should keep our proper vision based on this fourfold conception of Vaishnava behavior given by Sri Chaitanya Dev. First of all, we have to establish our own position. Who am I? Who am I that's coming here to visit Vrindavan? Who am I coming here on a yatra? I'm nothing, I'm insignificant, I'm nobody, I came from nowhere. I should think of myself, I'm lower than a worm in stool, I'm lower than a straw in the street. And we should be more tolerant than a tree. A tree stands there in the winter, freezing cold, and heavy rains and hailstones, doesn't complain. In the hot summer, burning, blazing, scorching sun, it doesn't complain. Doesn't complain when people pick all its fruits. Doesn't complain when the monkeys jump all around the tree and break all the branches. Doesn't complain when the woodcutter cuts the arms off, cuts all his branches off in the winter to make firewood. So we should be more tolerant than a tree. And then what is a mentality? A mentality we should be prideless. Amani. And then mani dana, we should be prideless and offer all respect in regards to others. So this is this fourfold formula of behavior: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for all. Works in every sphere, works everywhere in the world. This should be the guiding principles for every Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is their sadhu bhushanam. This is their ornaments of their very being, their very behavior, their mind and heart and consciousness are wearing these beautiful ornaments. A diamond necklace of humility, and a sapphire bangles of tolerance, and a belt, a pearl belt made of respect for others, and then armlets, gold armlets with Navaratna in the gold armlets, and that's made of pridelessness. So this, if we develop these four qualities, we can move anywhere and live anywhere, amongst Rishvasis or anybody, anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya himself, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he advised one of his key devotees in Puri, Jagannanda Pandit, expressed a strong desire to visit Vrindavan, and Gauranga granted him permission, and he gave him the following instructions. And these instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to his associate, to his devotee, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Jagannanda Pandit, they can apply to any Gaudiya Vaishnava, any devotee, and anyone visiting the Holy Land of Vrindavan. In summary, Lord Chaitanya said, stay, remain, live in good association, respect everyone, and don't stay long. Those teachings are in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Lila, Chapter 13, Text 35-39. Matura Gele Sanatan Sangi Rahiba, Maturara Swami Savera Charna Vandiva. So that when you reach Mathura, you should stay with Sanatana Goswami and offer respects to all the Goswamis. It says Mathura Swami Savera Charna Vandiva. Vandiva, you should worship at the feet Savera, the feet of everyone in Mathura Mandala, you should worship their feet. Especially the Goswamis and Swamis of Vrindavan. Dure Rai Bhakti Karya Sange Na Rahiba Tan Sabara Achara Cheshta Laite Nariba. And Lord Chaitanya said to Jagannanda, when you go to Mathura Mandala, do not mix freely with the residents of Mathura. Dure Rai means live. Dure Rai means live apart. Live at some distance from them. Sange Narahime, he said, He says Sange Narahibe means don't take their association. Sange Narahibe. And he says, why? He said, Tansavara Achara. The behavior, everyone there, their achara, their behavior and their character is something different. So Lord Chaitanya said, Jagannatha, you're on a different platform of bhakti. So you cannot adopt the behavior and practices of the Brijavasis. So don't make offense. Fools rush in where the angels dare not. Angels dare not. Sanatan, Sanatana Sangha Kariya Vanadarshan, Sanatara Sangha Na Chadiba Ekakshan. He said you should have Vandarshan. You should have Vandarshan. You should see all the holy places of Vrindavan in the association of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sanatana Goswami. Best possible association. And he said, don't leave the association of Sanatana for even a moment. Sangha na chadiba. Chadiba means chorye. Chorye, we say in Hindi. In Bengali is chadiba. Ekshana, same in Hindi. Ekshana means one moment. Don't leave the association of Gaudiya Vaishnavas for even a moment. Visit Nandagram, visit Barsana, visit Gokul, Kamyavan, Yavadgram, Govardhan, Shamagun, Radhakun, Gokul, visit all the places of Brajmandal, but in the association of advanced Gaudiya Vaishnava. Then he said, Shigra Asya Tahan Narahila Chira Kal, Govardhana Nacha Diya Dekita Gopal. He said, Shigra means a short time. You should remain in Vrindavan for only a short time and then return here as soon as possible. Also, don't climb Govardhan Hill to see the Gopal deity. So this is a direct instruction because Brijavasis walk on Govardhan Hill and maybe people from outside, they don't bark at me, they don't know the rules and regulations. But for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it's absolutely forbidden at any time, all times, walk on Govardhan Hill. Govardhana Nachadiha Dekite Gopal. For no reason we're allowed to walk on Govardhan Hill. So this is the basic thing, the basic behavior conceptions and behavior instructions given by Lord Chaitanya himself. Basically act like a devotee. A devotee respects all, serves all and loves all. And all the time always chants Hare Krishna. So one's always busy chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, he won't have time to measure people or weigh people or judge people. Or he's a Brahmin, he's a Pandit and he's smoking bidis, or he's chewing pan or taking bhang, or oh, he's not good. So that's an aparad, that's an offense. Just taking everything with your senses and just process everything in a neutral way. Don't pass judgment. Don't pass any comments. Don't make any judgments. Just try to live here in a humble way, rolling in the dust of Braj, honoring the dust of Braj. Because the dust of Braj has the power to give Krishna prema. Vrindavan is famous for the Brajaraj and Brajaduli. So honor the dust of Vrindavan because it's always on the feet. This Brajaraj, preem-giving Brajaraj, is always adorning all the people in this land of Vrindavan. Once Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, visiting Hyderabad. He has a temple there. And he was in a conversation in his room and he said, they're constructing an ISKCON temple there at the time, and there's a lot of dust everywhere. Prabhupada asked the devotees, he said, what is the difference between this dust of Hyderabad and the dust of Vrindavan? Dust, dirt is dirt, dust is dust. Hyderabad Raj, Raj Raj, Vrindavan Raj. Prabhupada asked the devotees, what's the difference? And everybody said, I don't know, Prabhupada, you tell us. And Prabhupada said, this dust of Hyderabad is simply dirt, Bhumira Ponalo Vayu. It's one of the eight material elements. But the Braja Raj in Vrindavan is Chintamani, Chintamani. The Braja Raj can fulfill all your desires. You go to the Braja Raj and you hold some Braja Raj in your hand and you make a sankalpa, you pray that Braja Raj, oh Braja Raj, please give me pure love for Radha and Krishna. Please make my heart pure. Please make my heart free from envy and greed and anger. Make my heart free from lust and foolishness and illusion. Make me pure, make me full of love and devotion. And the dust can give has a power to fulfill your sankalpa and to give you pure love for Radha Govinda Yuga. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madanama Shamakanda Radha Kanda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Radhe 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 Govinda 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 Govinda Gopala Govinda Gopala Govinda Gopala Govinda Gopala Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shrasi Kos Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sivan Vrindavan ki jai, Apara Braja Bhumi ki jai, Kiriraj Dharan ki jai, Shamakan Radhakan ki jai. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.